This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have a few, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Last week, folks, I talked about tyrants destroying law through policy and then calling it peace. That was based off of Daniel 8:25, I believe. Yes, it is. And with that said, friends, I got so much revelation on it. It just kept rolling out. With that said, I want to kind of tap into that just a little bit more and then bring it to another half. And what I did, friends, what rolled out of me on this one concerning Revelation was either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Well, let me say that again. Either Jesus is going to be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Now, for all of those that are disputing maybe something that I just said, I just would invite you to go to the Capitol. And when you get to the Capitol, you go ahead and give me a call, 1-866-582-9933, whatever state you may be in, 1-866-582-9933. If you're disputing anything I just said, I want you to go to your state capitol and I want you to give me a call. And what I want you to do is I want you to go look up your state preamble. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is walk in the rotunda. I want you to tell me what's above the heads of the speaker of your particular house. I want you to go into the Supreme Court chambers and I want you to tell me what you see inside of the Supreme Court chambers. In the state of Minnesota, it's Moses and the Ten Commandments. Moses awaiting the divine law. As you walk out the door of the Supreme Court chambers, friends, there's a quote by a guy by the name of John Locke. He was one of the three, Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, that were partakers of establishing common law, English common law, in which we are based upon in this country. Now, with that said, also keep in mind, friends, that it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. And go to the other side and you see Moses awaiting the divine law. So with that said, just to show you how spot on even this headline is, I want to go ahead and roll it out a little from last week and then I'll roll it into a part two, if you want to call it that. This week, either Jesus will be your God or man-made king will be your God. The historic battle cry of our Christian forefathers, by the way, you can go to the federal floor and see pictures of what I'm talking about right now with the pilgrims and the Bible. But we have no king but King Jesus. That was the flag, one of the flags that was flying during the Revolutionary War, along with appeal for heaven. Now, as I just said, last week I wrote an article titled Destroying Law Through Policy and Then Calling It Peace. And with that, I saw that my cup was running over while receiving revelation, illumination, to do a bit more on this exposition. John 7:38, read it when you get a moment. Remember, Scripture states that freely you have received, freely give. That's found in Matthew 10:8. Now, I started off my column last week with true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Okay? Who wrote that? Well, the author of that little quote was none other than the little minion, the devil's minion himself, Saul Alinsky. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they play the part, they put on suits, they play the part to appease the people and infiltrate the system. Of course. Last week I talked about how Americans have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come to them with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand to steal, kill, and destroy. That's found in John 10:10. But again, Scripture teaches us the exact opposite. Those that were approved of the Lord, it's important you listen to what I'm telling you. It's important that you catch the truth of the matter. Those that were approved of the Lord in Scripture, those that were warning the people in Scripture to flee from the wrath to come, and those that were proclaiming God's truth, friends, in fact, they were carpenters, they were fishermen, they were tax collectors, they were the foolish of the world, 1 Corinthians 1:27. They were the unlearned, Acts 4:13. Peter and John stood before the council, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with who? The Son of God, Jesus Christ, Acts 4:13. Those that were warning the people to flee from the wrath to come were unlearned men. They were weak. When you're weakest, I'm strongest, the Lord said. As well as men dressed in the attire of camel's hair, leather belts, eating locusts, and wild honey. Matthew 3:7. Now, can you imagine anybody trying to proclaim a message today that falls into one of these categories? A carpenter, a fisherman, a tax collector, the foolish and the unlearned, the weak. Folks, what happens if they try to come and give the message that those that you have given the approbation to give the message? Because again, keep in mind, those that were approved of the Lord, they didn't look like what you put up to be the standard, America. In contrast, those that were highly esteemed among men, which is an abomination in the sight of God, Luke 6:15, friends, Luke 16:15, those that were highly esteemed and approved among men, Jesus was damning. Now, I'm not saying Jesus is damning somebody just because he's got a nice haircut and a nice tie and a nice suit on. That's not what I'm saying. But America and worldwide, people have deceived themselves into believing that when you look at a politician because he looks the part, that he must be telling the truth. When Jesus showed you those that were willing to tell you the truth. You know, let me bring it to Scripture. Matthew 23, verse 27. Woe unto you, Jesus damning them. Woe, warning them. You scribes and you Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, you pretenders. For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and you're filled with all uncleanness. Whoa. But they looked great. They looked beautiful. They were whited sepulchres, again, which appear beautiful outward, but within they were full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Right? That's found in Matthew 23, verse 27. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio. That's YouTube. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing a light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, talking about either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. There's no in-betweenites, right? It's either one or the other. You're either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You're either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You know, I'm talking about right now that of Saul Alinsky, the minion of the devil. He said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. That's what you're dealing with today. Those that which are highly esteemed and approved among men are those that Jesus was damning. Well, you say, well, Bradley, it's not in every given case. No, it's not in every given case. But I am making a point that these are the people that put themselves up to be something that they are not. And nobody can dispute the facts in which I'm laying out right now. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 27, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23, verse 27. Luke 11:52. Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the keys of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. Luke 11:52. By the way, have you ever had personal experience with an attorney, friends? I'll tell you what. There's no nice way to say what I'm about to say. I can't stand working with them, because there's no working with them. They continuously inundate you with fear and question marks more than exclamation points. Okay? They don't give you the answers they want. They want to drag it out because they want to keep tallying the bill. No wonder why Jesus, and folks, in my time, in the present, why Jesus was damning these people. And it's not just one occasion of experience that I'm talking out of right now. It's over and over and over again, where it's like, just give me the answer. This is what you're getting paid for, right? And I find, friends, that you're paying them to go do their homework. So why would I want to pay them when I can go do my own homework and find out what the Constitution says? I don't need them to interpret. I don't need them to relay to a judge what the Constitution says, what the enumerated laws say within. And who were our forefathers, by the way? Speaking of which, there were people that didn't put up with these kind of people. And a lawyer, defined back during the time of the Revolution, were those that were really there to decipher that which is wrong and right before God in establishing justice, because they were ruled, the magistrates were ruled within the colonies, friends, by canon law, for those that didn't know. Ecclesiastical law, friends. Now, let's go on here. I ask this question. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. How many in the American church and American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those who God was damning? You know, yesterday, me and my family watched a documentary. I believe it was called The American Gospel, and it was an expose on the uncovering of the faith movement in the United States of America. And folks, what you see with the faithers in this country is so unscripturally unjustifiable. How they're still there with the information that you've been given? Well, I'd have to say the same thing in politics. How many times do they need to be uncovered for their crimes against we the people, yet the people put up with them? And my people would have it so, Jeremiah 5:31. But when I sat there and I watched this documentary and I watched all these church people, I just looked over at my wife and I said, isn't it just typical? It's the same stuff. And they're a bunch of intellectuals, a bunch of philosophers talking about the Jesus they've never experienced in so many different ways. God speaks to the heart, not the head. Philosophy is nothing but big words with common sense meaning, said the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, known as James Madison. And folks, they can't explain it because they have never experienced it. And if they can't explain it, it's because they don't know what they're saying. And I seen a whole bunch of this yesterday. It was a pretty good documentary, but there were things in there that just bothered me to no end. So I understand why Jesus was woeing these people over and over and over again. And again, let me ask you the question. How many in the American church and American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those that God was damning? Over and over and over and over and over again. And then who did Jesus say would go into heaven? He said that the publicans and the harlots would go into the kingdom of God before you. And why? Because they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. They thought that they knew more than God. Jesus Christ was a stumbling block to them. Why? He was a rock of offense to self-righteous people. And why? Because I just told you, they're self-righteous people. And the Bible clearly tells us, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. You know, under the Greeks, folks, Scripture tells us that he was basically ignored. And why was that? Because they didn't feel that they had a need of a Savior, because they don't believe that they ever sinned. And what they do is they commit the act of idolatry by creating a god. I don't care if it's philosophy or what it may be. They create a god in their minds that suits their sin. And it can be self. That is idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. So now we can understand why Jesus charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven, the doctrines of the Pharisees, and the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrine of corrupt politicians, Mark 8:15. Do you know, friends, that Jesus told us to take heed and to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of the Herodians? Why? Because they don't tell the truth. 9 times out of 10, friends, they don't tell the truth. And that is not far-reaching, let me tell you. We're talking about either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. And we're talking about what Saul Alinsky said. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they put on suits, and infiltrate the system. And I'm also highlighting the fact that those that were highly esteemed and approved of men, are you listening, America? Are you listening, America? Those that were highly esteemed among men and approved among men are those that Jesus was damning. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, come on, give me a break. Do you remember when in 1 Kings 16, Samuel was sent to go anoint David? Because the Lord said, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And there was a little dispute between Samuel about Saul because Samuel thought that if Saul knew what he was doing, that Saul would end up killing Samuel. But the Bible tells us in verse 4, 16, 1 Samuel, and Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? Notice they trembled when the prophet came into their communities, into their townships. Why? Because they knew with Samuel that not a word of his mouth ever fell to the ground. So it's either going to be good or bad. There's going to be no in-between. Is the Lord happy with us? Is he pleased with us? Or is he going to pronounce judgments upon us? And there's two forms of fear that they're talking about here. One would be diabolical and one would be filial. One would be terror-stricken and one would be the fear of a son to a father. Okay? Or a daughter to a father. And the Bible says in verse 5, and he said, peaceably, I come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, this is Samuel the prophet, friends. Okay? This is Samuel the prophet, the seer. He looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. Before him, before the Lord. So Samuel's first pick was that of Eliab. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance nor on the height of his stature, because I refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen thee. This, folks, again, we're talking about one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament, Samuel. None of his words fell to the ground, and he was picking the wrong guys all the way through. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six times, but seven times he picked the wrong dude, right? Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. I'll come back to 1 Samuel 16 in just a moment, friends. This is craziness, but it's biblical truth, and it's a way that we need to discern and to open our eyes concerning the issues at hand. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality in a dozen nations where it's still illegal to be gay. Openly gay U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell is leading the effort. According to former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, congressional leaders were informed about opening an investigation into President Trump. McCabe, making the media rounds regarding his book, told NBC's Today Show that the leaders did not raise any objections. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman of Ohio Jim Jordan tells Fox News,
"Look, you can't trust Andy McCabe. I mean, he tries to make himself out to be a Boy Scout. 60 Minutes tried to make him look like that. You can't trust him. But you're right. He is the third person who has told us that Rod Rosenstein was serious when he made the comments about wearing a wire and recording the president and looking to work with members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Okay. Line upon line, precept upon precept, picking up where we left off, talking about either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Talking about true revolutionaries and how they don't flaunt their radicalism, how they cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system within. Saul Alinsky. Talking about how those that were highly esteemed and approved of men, Jesus was damning. Matthew 23, verse 27, Luke 11, 52. I then asked the question, how many in the American church and American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those whom God was damning? In contrast to those that men were approving. Jesus said in Mark 8:15, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of the Herodians." And Jesus also said, "Verily I say unto you that the publicans, the tax collectors, and the harlots and the whores go into the kingdom of God before you." Found in Matthew 21, verse 31. Then I brought you over to 1 Samuel 16, and how Samuel was sent to anoint the new king because Saul failed the test. Just once. Just like Moses. Just once. And Samuel, on his venture, goes to Eli first and then to Shammah and then to his other brothers seven times over. He picks the wrong guy that the Lord is anointing to be the king. And the Bible says in verse 10, 1 Samuel 16, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. The one that was out there tending the sheep cot was the one that the Lord had his eye on. Interesting. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Okay? So we need to judge not according to appearance, friends, but judge with righteous judgment. Because God looketh upon the heart, and the Lord seeth not as man seeth, it tells us. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. And yet for some reason or another in America, we think because they have, friends, the right look, the right haircuts, the right suits, that these must be the guys and the lawyers. By the way, friends, how many of these politicians are lawyers? And again, Jesus doubly woed these guys. And if you want to meet a bunch of snakes, friends, I'll tell you what, and not in every given case again. And we're not talking about the squeaky wheel here, friends. And we're not talking about the one bad apple in the bunch. We're actually talking about a whole lot of bad apples in the bunch. And if you can find the good apple, praise God, good for you. They're hard to find. Honest attorneys are hard to find. As hard as to find, friends, as a hen with teeth. Well, hopefully there's a hand out there that has teeth, right? Moving on. Now, this is the part two of what we were talking about from last week. And by the way, I didn't plan this once again, nor do I plan hardly anything we do on this radio show. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living waters. We trust the Lord for what the Holy Ghost is going to inspire us to say and do. Well, now, as I was writing out this Holy Ghost download, Matthew 16, 18, Acts 2, 36, I immediately began to realize that this is happening because the people that profess to be Christians don't even know the Scriptures, right? Well, Bradley, you talk about this all the time. Well, you need to make distinction between the sheep and the goat. It's important that you do. Because you don't want to cast pearl before swines, right? That's found in John 17. John 7:17. They don't know Scriptures. And yet that's the very first prerequisite. Besides denying yourself and taking your cross up and following Christ, you must know concerning the doctrine. John 7:17. And yet we have everybody in this country, friends. Again, 78% of those that serve we, the people, call themselves Christians. 86% of Americans call themselves Christians. Is that everybody? No. But it's a lot more than not enough concerning my point. They think that because someone claims to be a Christian, then it must be so. And again, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus. Matthew 23. Also keep in mind that Jesus warned over and over and over again. And he said, be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. How are you supposed to judge them, friends? Especially the listeners. Matthew 7:16. By their fruits. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians. Right? Again, 86% of Americans call themselves Christians. Oh my gosh. And 78% of those who are representatives in government capacity call themselves Christians. I want to tell you something, friends. Just a side note. And I seen it again last night, and it bothers me greatly. Isn't it interesting how the cameras always go when someone talks about their Christianity like a Pastor Jeffries? or a faith movement like a Joyce Myers or a Kenneth Copeland or a Jesse Duplantis or a Benny Hinn. They never actually go to someone that really preaches the word. They always go to the harlotans. They don't go to the street preacher that knows the word of God like the back of his hand. And by the way, most of them do, street preachers. They never go to the lowly. They never go to the rocker dude preaching in high schools. They don't go to the foolish things of the world because they don't want the wise of the world to be confounded by the foolish things of the world. And they don't want the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. So they think. But every time they make reference to Christianity, they go back to one of these cheesy, effeminate, capitulating, professed Christians, and it sickens me to the core. Yet when you line that up with Scripture, we can see that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And again, friends, when Jesus asked the apostles, who do men say that I am? Who did they define him out to be, friends? One of the old prophets. Many think that you're Jeremiah. Many think that you're Moses. Many think that you're John the Baptist or Elijah. And yet you have a picture in your mind because of these effeminate capitulators that have a little smirk on their face when they're preaching, and they have the audacity to call it love when they fail to keep the word when it says all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, the very three things that they fail to bring to the pulpit, and they call it love. They call it love. No. It's a lack of love, and it's not the love of God. The Bible clearly tells us, let not your love be with dissimulation, counterfeit, or fiend love. Again, remember, iron sharpens iron, and open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. It's the flattering tongue, friends, that we're to watch out for. It's the flattering tongue, the one with the smile on his face, that sits there and talks much of love, but he never leaves the pulpit. They know nothing of love if it stays inside of the building. Rest assured. Back to either Jesus will be your king, or your man-made king will be your God. Hey folks, these professed Christians are following and honoring men in office rather than honoring the Christ they claim to serve. Matthew 15:8. Remember, it tells us in Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Well, when you trust in man, the Bible says your heart departs from the Lord. That's exactly right. Jesus said in chapter 2 of John, the very end of the chapter, right before the chapter break, before going into chapter 3, Jesus didn't commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. How many times are we warned in Scripture to stay away from putting our confidence and trust in man? Read Isaiah 30 as well. I mean, just think about that. These hypocrites have exchanged the king, Jesus, that has bought them with his own blood. 1 Corinthians 6:20. 1 John 2:2. They have exchanged the king that has bought them with his blood, the blood of the Son of God. He who died upon Calvary is the propitiation of the sins of the world. They have exchanged the king that has bought them with his own blood for a fallen and a reprobate man that sells them out. Luke 22:48. Instead of man submitting to the lawgiver in his government, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, they slavishly serve the lawbreakers. Isaiah 14:12-15. Just like their father, the devil. John 8:44. Instead of them serving out of love the one that cannot and will not lie, Numbers 23:19, they submit to those who lie on a daily basis with a smile on their face, worshiping them and thanking them for their lies. Instead of man submitting to the immutable God, Hebrews 6:18, I was going to bring in the definition as well. Immutable means unchangeableness. So instead of submitting to the unchangeable God, they submit to fallen man and every wind of his made-up doctrine, the sleight of men, and their cunning craftiness as they continuously deceive. Friends, we're going to come right back to this. We're talking about either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I always get the wise guy, and I always kind of highlight it because they need to be reproved. The Bible says that you're to openly rebuke those that are in sin. And in this particular case, their sin would be a lack of understanding what Scripture says. Has anybody ever seen a picture of Jesus with short hair? Probably not, because it was a custom of the Nazarenes, right? And just to prove my point, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:14, this is what the person just emailed, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? Well, let me ask you this. If you're on a boat and you fall over and you're drowning and a guy with long hair comes over and puts his arm out and he's the only one that's doing it, you have all these other guys that are entertained with themselves and among themselves that have nice suits on and they got their hair cut and they're just, man, I'll tell you what, they're highly esteemed among men, but they ignore you. And the guy with the long hair comes over and he pulls you out of the water. Do you care that he has long hair? Why do people... Instead, they reject the counsel against themselves, of God. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the big camel. I'm just asking, has anybody ever seen a picture or a movie of Jesus with short hair? Because I haven't seen it. Has anybody ever seen Jesus Christ on a cross with short hair? No, because it was the custom of the Nazarenes, right? Well, it tells us in 11:14, 1 Corinthians, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him, right? Yeah, but they always fail to follow it up in context, okay? But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. But again, we go back to my point concerning that of what men prefer. Oh my goodness, friends, they just eat it all up. How does that camel taste, man? It's got to be pretty nasty, isn't it? Oh my goodness, Bradley, I didn't know that it said that. Yeah, it says that. It really says that. You missed the point of the whole message because of your stupidities, because of your pride. Because of your pride. Talking about either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Our forefathers said, we have no king but King Jesus. In America today, we have no king but the president administration or our favorite politician. And I'm highlighting the fact that those that Americans approve of, I'm speaking to my country today, God condemns them. And those that you condemn, America, are those the ones that God approves of. Physically and mentally. And then you get some idiot talking about long hair, trying to negate the message that applies to them because they're being convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I just highlighted, instead of man submitting to the lawgiver, they slavishly serve the lawbreakers. This person just proved my point. Instead of them serving out of love the one that cannot and will not lie, Numbers 23, verse 19, they submit to those who lie on a daily basis. This person that just texted this proves the point. Instead of man submitting to the immutability of God, the unchangeableness of God, Hebrews 6:18, they submit to fallen man in every wind of his made-up doctrine, the sleight of men and their cunning craftiness as they continuously deceive. And the Bible tells us clearly in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, hello, and cunning craftiness, hello, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Stinking crooks, man. Two-faced crooks. You know how many times people, when these guys get busted, these politicians or these harlotins in the church, oh, they got such good hearts. No, the truth of the matter is their hearts, the worst part about them, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Their heart ain't no good. We're all sinners saved by grace. We all need to be saved from ourselves. And that's what Jesus came into the world to do. Matthew 1:21. Behold the Lamb of God as well, who taketh away the sins of the world. Now, on the other hand, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and magnifies his government out of love for the sacrifice that was made on their behalf and whose hope the Lord is. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, holds to his word and does not waver. He's steadfast. He's fixed in direction. He's immovable. He's got his feet upon the rock of revelation, the apostles and the prophets. Blessed is that man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Hey, friends, just a side note here. You know, I understand the way that the presidents have been treated in this country since the 50s. They have literally been treated like kings, to say the least. I mean, their heightened security, friends, dwarfs the security of any other country that I've seen yet. They treat our president like he is the king. And you know, one has to ask the question, why do they have to have such security detail around the president of the United States of America when before the 50s, that's all they would simply do is drop him off at home and tell him thank you for their service to the country? I'll tell you why. Because they don't serve the people anymore. If they served the people and the people truly loved them, you wouldn't have to defend. They wouldn't have to defend themselves against the American people in the way that they do today. No way. No way. And also keep in mind, the men that have been highlighted as assassins, just to prove the point, friends, remember John Hinckley Jr.? It was a couple years ago, a judge in Virginia, remember he was the guy that tried to shoot the president of the United States of America? Dead, Ronald Reagan? They released him back onto the streets of America because they said he was no longer a threat to society. Oh my goodness, if people pay attention, they undo themselves every step of the way. Pay attention to what they do all the way through America. You'll see what it's really about. Only in America can a man try to shoot the president of the United States of America and be released on a later date because he's no longer a threat to society. No wonder why people are encouraged to commit crimes. Going on. The president is in Romans 13, 3 through 4. Remember, he has no title of nobility, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution. He's not a king. He's a servant to we the people. He didn't come to be ministered to. He came to minister unto. That's his job. Americans act like it's their job to serve him. And federal government, oh, you've been enslaved, America. That mindset, that's the mind of a slave. I want to tell you the one that liberates you from slavery of sin is Isaiah 9:6. The Bible says the government is upon his shoulders. Jesus will always be the king, friends. Another way of saying this is either Jesus is your king or your man-made king will be your God. Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And if you do, that is your king. The one that enslaves you. On April 18, 1775, John Adams and John Hancock were at the home of Reverend Jonas Clark, a Lexington pastor and militia leader. That same night, Paul Revere arrived to warn them of approaching redcoats. The next morning, British Major Pitcairn shouted out an assembled regiment of minutemen, "Disperse, you villains, lay down your arms in the name of George, the sovereign king of England." The immediate response from that of Reverend Jonas Clark or one of his company was, "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus." That's it. End of show. Look to your forefathers and learn, friends. And by the way, John Adams, Sons of Liberty. John Hancock, Sons of Liberty. Paul Revere, Sons of Liberty. Samuel Adams, Sons of Liberty. The list goes on. These were the ones during the time of the Revolution that lit up the 13 colonies to the Committee of Correspondence to keep the people awake to what was going on. It's the same thing we're doing 240-some years later today. Pretty cool stuff, right? You know what's awesome about that is we serve the God of the living and not the God of the dead. The same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that John Hancock and John Adams and Reverend Jonas Clark served is the same one that we serve. Pretty cool stuff, friends. The same God of that of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. The same God of Moses and Joshua. The same God of Caleb, friends. And Joseph, and the children of Israel, that's our God. The same God of Samson, and the same God of Gideon. The same God of the major prophets like that of Samuel, and Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and Isaiah, friends, that silver-toothed tongue prophet. Their God is our God. And I want to say this, friends, there is no king but King Jesus.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.